With the building of Blackwall Tunnel, the area which was Blackwall was entirely destroyed, all the public houses on the front. Blackwall itself and the old houses were demolished. In Gaisley Street, there was Bodger Steeds, Rudder Clapp, or in our own street there was another one, he was Dobber Man. Further down the street was Inky Davis, Pokey Morgan, or there was Ginger Pete, and then going down to Yavesley Street there was Bean Carrington. Chris Cobb was a boiler maker, and he also was did plate riveting on the ships in the graving dock. And his brother-in-law, Sid Howell, he was also in the same trade. And the remarkable thing is that just about the same time, each lost an eye as the result of riveting. Chris Cobb was a left-hander, and he lost his left eye. And Sid Howell was a right-hander, and he lost his right eye. But I believe that afterwards they formed up a pair when doing the repair work. Well, Gaisley Street was a funny street, really. It had a number of Irish people living there, some Welsh people, people who'd come from Norfolk and Suffolk. There was a Jewish family, and the Irish families, they were related, and they could never really see eye to eye with each other, with the result that day after day, the ladies of the house, which were, I suppose, 8 or 10 houses apart, would come out and pick up the row with which they had the day before. The only thing was that the rows were carried on from their respective doorways. When the row had gone on sufficiently long enough, or one was losing, the best way she got out of it was by turning her back onto the other lady, smacking her behind 3 times, and walking off indoors. But no diva ever left the stage with such dignity as those Buckley family ever did.